This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. It says there, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, and whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." End of quote. It is not accidental but intentional that our insight today comes after admonishing two Christian women to live in harmony. It is also true it comes after the exhortation to rejoice in the Lord always, be gentle, and not worried or anxious about things went wrong in your life. Then it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, good repute, excellent and praiseworthy things, dwell on these things." End of quote. Beloved, our thought life determines our words and actions. You see, it determines who we really are. The thought comes in our heart and then it produces good or bad words or actions. Not the outside things that defile a person. The things that define a person comes out of the thought process, Mark 7:18-21. It comes out of our heart. It comes out of the thought process. Therefore, it is vitally important to keep our thought process, go through the grid of these 7 points in our insight: true, honorable, pure, lovely, reputable, excellent, and worthy of praise. Think about what is true. It means there are a lot of lies around you in everyday life. Satan promotes lies. He did this to our first parents. You should not be a victim of his schemes by believing lies. On the contrary, God is true. He speaks 100% truth all the time. We should allow our thinking to go through the grid of the Word of God, the Bible. To achieve this, you must read, study the Bible and keep its counsels in your heart. When we put God out of schools and universities, the result would be a generation that believes in lies. No wonder we see the abominable things every day in the news channels. Secondly, think about what is honorable. It means you and I come across many dishonorable habits, talks, actions every day, don't we? Do get yourself entangled. Do not get yourself entangled on such things. Focus on honorable habits, character, responses, talks, and actions. Showing kindness, encouraging words, respecting other people, especially parents and older folks, are all honorable things. You see, think about how you can fill your heart with honorable thinking and actions. Thirdly, think about what is right. It means to distinguish between right and wrong. Do not follow the wrong path. Follow the good and the right path. Remember, God is righteous. You must resemble His righteousness and choose right over wrong. God promised He would help you to choose the right path when you ask for wisdom. James 1:5. Don't we need it? Yes, we all need wisdom in making the right decisions. Pray for wisdom. He promised He will give you when you ask. And fourthly, think about what is pure. It means not mixed or adulterated with other substances. You must not act like hypocrites. You must be genuinely you. God created you to be you. Present yourself approved to God, truthfully and genuinely as He fashioned you. You must diligently seek God's approval. You do not need approval from an ungodly culture and people. However, you cannot afford to lose God's approval. Another dimension is to keep your life pure from sexual immoralities. Also, keep yourself from defiled mouth and words. If something you see and hear is not pure, discard it to the trash as early as possible and choose purity over impurity. And fifthly, think about what is lovely. It means to think about what is lovable. Many things are not lovable. Do not spoil your time and energy thinking about such things. Some people would consistently avoid you and ignore you. They would try to put you down. They would try to ignore your gifts and calling. Do not focus on them. Instead, focus on those people who love you and encourage you. And sixthly, think about what is repute, good repute. Even in this modern society, If we walk around the streets, we will see unreputable things and actions. Certain things you witness are simply indecent. Let such things do not go into your hearts to affect your thinking process in a bad way. You do not focus on indecent, but focus on decent and reputable things. Non-reputable things, trash it before it gets a seat in your heart. Think excellent and worthy of praise. At work and in your church, you will see excellent people with high ethics and manners. They talk, they act, they honor others in exemplified ways. A person taking care of a disabled fellow, honoring an older and weak people, kind words, saying please and thank you. There are so many excellent and worthy of praise things you can focus on. Beloved, what our insight says is not just positive thinking. On the contrary, it is Bible-based thinking. In short, developing your worldview based on the scripture, living in harmony, rejoicing in the Lord, being gentle and anxious and worry-free life, focusing the sufficiency of God in Jesus Christ would be the outcome if you apply these 7 points in your life. It has the potential to change your inside out. Beloved, your partner and friends are important in this regard. A spouse and friend who do not honor these Bible values can negatively impact you all through your life. Choose your friends and partners wisely and prayerfully. Compatibility in a Bible-based value system is essential to implement these values successfully in your personal life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, please help me to think what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, things of good repute and worthy of praise. May my mind and heart focus on such things and avoid the negative things that negatively impact my attitude and well-being. I need your help in this matter, Lord. Help me to focus my mind on these things every day. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.